Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander this morning with a special guest. I have talked before about this October 11th meeting that the St. Andrews Foundation is having, and we're bringing in some guests to talk about, I'm going to say money in the general terms, but Dr. David Titi is with me this morning, and he is going to talk about what do you do with your money? How do you make it grow, but not in the Garwin and Leanne sense, but it's in a different way? Welcome, Dr. Titi.
Thank you very much, Garwin.
Now, having said that, how are you different than Garwin and Leanne's growing money?
Well, the focus of what we're paying attention to now at the foundation is the legacy that people have, what they really value and what they intend to leave as their legacies, and how they plan to do that so they can be smart about that and have the impact with relationship to the things they care about most.
Okay, now I'm going to give a phone number. This is the phone number if you want to come to our four-person group that's going to be speaking on October 11th. Call 651-426-3261. 651-426-3261 and ask for Lori Goodroad, and she'll take your reservation. Now, let's go back to the good doctor here. What do you mean by legacy?
Well, the phrase we're using for this evening is called Unlocking the Power of My Legacy. We're tending to focus on the financial part of that. But in fact, the things that we treasure and we love, we actually leave these behind when we go to the next life. And so the question is, what becomes of all that? Or as Jesus asked the farmer, these things you've prepared, whose will they be? So when you actually face your mortality and know that your life is safe with God, then you have the freedom to say, well, what are we going to do with all this stuff?
The government gets it.
Well, then let the government have it. If you're happy with that, that works out fine.
If that's what you want, let them have it.
Or
yes.
If you want to just give it all to your children, that can be wonderful. Your children are, of course, or your grandchildren are dear to you. But there are ways in which sometimes you want to make another kind of mark, legacy. This is something I really loved and cared about in my lifetime. And so I think your children and family can rejoice with you if you have something that really is important to you. And you mark that with a financial legacy.
All right. What would give me a couple of examples of a financial legacy?
Well, one of the things that's so wonderful about working with the St. Andrew Foundation is that we touch things that have already touched people's lives. They may be things related directly to the life of the church, like the music program or children, youth, and family program. But then they also start to reach out. Some people have been to Slovakia, Mission Slovakia, or they've been to Mission Jamaica. Or they've been deep. There are 200 in volunteers involved in the
Resource Center.
The Resource Center. I was just astonished to hear that. So they told us also that the people who are involved as volunteers are the major source of financial support beyond the donated clothing and other items, because people see what this difference this makes in other people's lives. So some people want to have that legacy continue where they've already invested their work and life.
I'd like to talk just for a brief moment about that resource center. I talked to Liz Shire, who is the director. She said there are over 30 different churches involved in that. Forget about the volunteers. There are 30 different. When we were kids, do you think the Lutherans and the Catholics and the Methodists worked together? Didn't happen.
No.
Did not happen. Now they've pulled together to help people. I think it's fabulous. I've worked at one of the centers where the people can stay, and every time I've worked there has been a non-member of our church, and two of them were non-Lutherans.
Yeah, well, and non-Christians, and I mean, this doesn't require some particular faith commitment, But it is something close to people's hearts because they've experienced it. And the kind of energy you're expressing right now, that's what you hear all the time from people who are deeply invested in something. So the question we're asking in that evening is, how do I unlock the power of my legacy so that I'm not just sitting there in some lockbox? You know, as we say, there's no trailer hitch behind any hearse I've ever seen. So you have to figure out carefully, though, what do I treasure most? That takes some work to think about that. And then you say, what are the assets I've really got to work with, personal as well as financial? I can leave my mark in more than one way. And then where could my assets actually benefit the things I love and hope for? And then I'm going to need some help to do this right, because there is the whole tax structure and the whole estate structure. You got to do this smart. But that's where instruments like the foundation come in and really help people. You don't have to be a member of St. Andrews to have this multiplying effect.
I was telling a couple of friends of mine what we were going to do in this foundation, and they, what are you getting involved in that for? You're supposed to be worried about accumulating dollars. Yes, but the disposition of the dollars at the other end are as important, or maybe more important, to make sure they do what you want to do.
One of the stories I love to tell was Alfred Nobel, the guy who invented dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah. And a story appeared in the newspaper about his death. He hadn't actually died, but the story told about how he'd invented dynamite and how fabulous this was in warfare. And then he sat and thought about it, and he thought, do I want to be remembered for inventing things that kills people? And out of that, he put a whole design in place to create the Nobel Prize, because he wanted his life to mean something other than blowing it up.
Blowing up. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved? I think that's very interesting. Get involved in unlocking the powers of legacy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was a New Testament professor at Luther Seminary for a long time, and then I became the president of the place. And people always say presidents live in big houses and beg for a living. But it didn't turn out to be that way at all. What happened was I met these very generous people who had already made very serious decisions about the allocation of their resources, and they would come to me and say, if we did this, could we help make a difference for the future of the church? And little by little, we got those people together, just like you're doing with your foundation within the congregation at St. Andrews. And the collection of that level of concern and commitment created immense capacity. I see that's what's happening in St. Andrews, so I'm pretty excited to see if I can be of some assistance there.
Now, for the people who are not aware of what's happening, on the 11th of October at 6 o'clock, we're going to have four speakers. Pastor Mike Carlson is going to talk about the church itself. We're having an attorney in there talking about wills. We're having a spokesman from Social Security. So if you're not on Social Security yet, you've got questions on Social Security, come on over. And then, of course, our guest today is going to be talking about legacy planning. So there's a different options available. You're not locked to just one specific title or a specific idea tonight. We need to give your phone number again. If you're interested, give Lori Goodroad a call at 651-426-3261. 651-426-3261.
Well, my wife, Muffy, and I are just joining the congregation, so we're really newbies here. But it's been so much fun to see the level of engagement and commitment that radiates through this whole community, and the congregation's sense of its place in the larger public community, like you mentioned, the 30 congregations and other agencies they work with. So there's a real sense of vitality and outreach and impact from this work.
You have a statement that you have in some of your publications that says, we don't raise money, people invest in what they want to, what's so dear to them. Explain that.
Yeah, well, that was the thing then. People, we were given a lot of resources in the years that I was at Luther Seminary, and people said, how did you raise that much? And I said, well, no, it didn't work that way, actually. They gave it to us. We didn't raise it. And what's more, people give to need, but they invest in impact. If they have a sense that what they have can really have a multiplying effect, then they make a different kind of critical decision. That's often a decision that maybe you can only make once through a legacy gift, unless you have great resources to do it while you're still living. But both ways, you start thinking about people get smart about the monies that they've accumulated. So the accumulation process can't just go on and on, just piling it up, because someplace in there, there will be the disposition, to use your word.
Okay, let's talk about a legacy. You've got actually, I think you said the last time I sat and listened to you, you've got immediate legacy. You've got somewhat deferred, and then you've got long-term deferred, and I'm not giving the right titles, but talk about that briefly.
Well, the foundation has done really wonderful work of undergirding the congregation. That's a different 501c3, so it stands apart. There is something about the long-term sustaining of this work. That's like an endowment function where you invest in capital goods and then you only spend a small portion every year to keep the impact going. Then there's a kind of a support level that it, maybe you really want to see this legacy of these dollars expended in the next 5 years on this project. We want to see that used. Or maybe you go way back to the first level and you try to do it and spend some money in this year. But the foundation is primarily here for the longer pull.
So there are different uses of your money, if that's the proper title, immediate use or deferred use, whatever your decision is.
Right, and this is what we're doing right now with the foundation, is to make sure that we have those financial strategies of the foundation lined up to make the best use of what people want to see happen with their legacies. We really serve their best calling and their sense of what's the closest to their heart.
So if I came to you and said, okay, I've got some life insurance I want to give to the foundation, that's acceptable?
Absolutely.
I have some property I want to give. Acceptable?
Oh, yeah, and each of those has very different tax consequences in your estate. So some of those are much more tax efficient for you to give to this purpose rather than to your children.
Absolutely. That's one of the big problems of I'm going to save it for my kids or I'm going to give it to my kids now. No, don't give it to them now. At least wait till you die so you don't have you've got the tax situation. That's always a very difficult thing to explain to people is, well, I want my son John to have this now, so I'm going to give it to him now. Well, wait, you might have some tax consequences.
Yeah, and you sort out which taxes, some things have huge implications if it's tax-deferred money. It's just, we used to call that the bad money for you and the good money for the seminary. It's for the same here. And then what life insurance may be best to get to your children.
But life insurance... Well, as a life insurance agent, you're right. Thank you. But yes, life insurance really is a very good thing to give to your children. And other assets probably should be going to some other place or to a foundation. We're getting right down to the end. We've got about a minute to go. Do you have any real words of wisdom to people on this?
Well, that's a short question. Huh?
Yeah.
I love your way you're going at this. I think it's going to be this kind of a conversation when we're together on the 11th, too. So you might want to give the people that number again. But my sense is that this conversation is to make sure we serve what people's deepest concerns and loves are.
That is the key, is what do you want to do with your money? And you need to plan it before the crisis strikes, because if you don't, Uncle Sam will get it. And that's the danger. You set up whatever you want. You talk to the attorney. You set up a whatever. But you do with the money what you want. If you have interest, we'd love to have you join us on October 11th. Give us a call at 651-426-3261. Talk to Lori Goodrode. Or if you want to call me, and I'll send you a brochure, call me at 651-436-3997. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week, and we'll have some more information for you.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.